Good morning. It's time for our K-State Frontier Extension report, and today we have Rod Schaub, who is the District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent specializing in livestock. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Judy. How are you?
I'm just so good.
Great.
So you're going to continue talking about the New World screwworm.
Correct. Today I'd like to give a brief update on the number of cases that we have and talk a little bit about the continuous battle to control the New World screwworm. To get started, as of Tuesday, there had been 15 confirmed cases of New World screwworm in the United States. 14 of those cases had been found in Texas, and they've been found in sheep, goats, and cattle. And there's been one report in New Mexico, but it was in a dog. That kind of gives you an update, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the continuous battle, because I don't think most producers realize that the battle never stopped when we're talking about controlling the New World screwworm. It's just that it's moved locations, okay? So the front line has just moved, and it used to be, you know, down in Panama. Now it's back up to the United States. So let's talk a little bit about the history and how it got to where it is and that kind of thing. And so after the New World screwworm was eliminated from the United States in 1966, it still kind of was always an issue right along the border, because the border's long and it's really hard to maintain. So what ended up happening, there was a major outbreak in 1972 that spurred the United States and Mexico to work together to eliminate the New World screwworm from both countries. Let's talk a little bit about that 1972 outbreak. In Texas alone in 1972, let's compare this year to then. It's only been a month, but we've had 14 cases in Texas. In 1972, there was 90,000 cases. It was quite an outbreak. And, you know, the sterile fly thing kept going. And by 1982, the last case of New World screwworm was found in the United States. That was the last date that it was reported. And at that time, there was a sterile fly facility there in Mission, Texas. And it was closed, as you know, the fly population was down there, and a new facility was built in Tuxtla, Mexico, and that was opened then. And in 1991, then Texas was declared New World screwworm free, and a new sterile fly facility was built in Panama, and it was built there to keep the New World screwworm in South America, where it is endemic. And this facility continues to produce and distribute millions of sterile flies every week. At that point, Central, North America, and all parts of Panama were fly-free since 2004. Then, in 2023, there was a breach of that barrier. The New World screwworm moved rapidly northward. By November of 2024, it was back in Mexico. It crossed Mexico in 2025, and in 2026, it's been found now in the United States. The history of the New World screwworm just shows that the battle never stopped. It just shows that those front lines have changed locations. And, you know, it was beneficial at one time to control the New World screwworm, and I'm sure it still is, okay? And for that to happen, though, I think it'll require the United States, Mexico, and Panama to once again work together to eliminate this thing in North America. Here in Kansas, we're not any more likely now to see the fly than we were 2 or 3 weeks ago. But according to KDA and some of those, you know, we need to keep our eyes out, because cattle are transported a lot more today than they were in the 60s. And so cattle could get moved into Kansas. And if we want to keep an eye on them, make sure that we don't have any issues show up here and have any hot spots here in Kansas. I think that does it for today. Till next time, let's stay safe. And let's get some hay baled. I think maybe next week's going to be the week to get her done.
We're going to have to do it quick next week, aren't we? Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.